Good morning. We are learning Chayadam, Chal Tezayin, and we are still in Siman Aleph, the multiple days looking through the Siman. Okay. Now, the Chayadam addresses that we have a question over here. We know that there are two, we said there are two reasons why a person cannot eat before davening. One is the issue of a person may not get involved in other activities before a mitzvah. One is because of the special pasuk of Losechol Adam. So based on the first reason, we have a rule when a person starts Bisman Heter. If I start eating before the time for a mitzvah occurs, so in most cases, even when the time for the mitzvah comes, I'm allowed to continue to eat. I cannot start to eat when the time of mitzvah is already there. But if I start eating before this month, I'm a maskel beheter, so I'm allowed to continue. In certain cases, by mitzvah derabbanan, even if I was maskel beisur, I'm allowed to continue. And we mentioned there is a difference between a mitzvah derais and a mitzvah derabbanan in regards to the salacha. The person was maskel beisur, so is he allowed to continue for a mitzvah derais? He may not. He has to interrupt. The person was maskel was man heter. He started by Isser, he should not have started, but it's only Mitzvah Rabbanan. Chum said, you should not have started, but if you did, you may continue, as long as there will be enough time in the natural flow of events after you finish eating to have time to do the mitzvah. So, if a person, let's say for argument's sake, a person davened Marv early, so he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyashma yet, because he said Kriyashma too early. It's not really liable yet. So he comes home and he wants to eat a meal. Person davens Friday night, comes home, he wants to eat a meal. So he says, but you daven Marv early, you're not done the mitzvah yet. So we're talking about Banish Moshe. So you're not confident you fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyashma yet. So you're allowed to start a meal then. So Mishabur says there's a taz which says if a person is rogo to say all the parshiyos of Kriyashma Lamita every night, so he can start a meal then. But a person is not rogo to do that, or even if all the persons disagree with the taz, it says you have not done the mitzvah of the raisa of Kriyashma yet, because you said Kriyashma too early, you cannot start a meal. If a person starts the meal, since it's the mitzvah of the raisa of Kriyashma, he has to stop and fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Let's say the person had said Kriyashma, but he just had not davened Marav yet, so then that's the mitzvah of the Rabbanon of davening Marav. So he should not start then, but if he did start, he's allowed to continue, assuming that there will be enough time after the meal is finished to daven Marav still. If it's late, very late at night, he has not daven Marav yet, he sits down to eat, and there's a possibility by the time he finishes eating this meal, which might take an hour, whatever it is, it'll be too late to daven Marav, so then he would have to stop even for Mitzvah Darbonah. Getting back to over here, so if a person starts eating before Lusha Shachar, so based on this issue of eating, he was maskel b'heter, he's allowed to continue. So comes along the Chayyim and says that's if you're dealing with the problem of that a person cannot eat before a mitzvah. So if you started in the time of Heter, you're allowed to continue. However, there's the second issur of L'Sechol Al Adam that requires you to stop. Even if a person started eating before Elos HaShachar, so he started in the time of Heter, the Sarach L'Hafzik, he has to stop when Elos HaShachar comes. We're dealing with mitzvahs derabanan and possibly even mitzvahs derais. If you start bisman heter, you don't have to stop. But over here, we have a chiyuv to stop because it says losechol al adam. So even if you understand losechol al adam is only an asmachta, so it's only an issur rabbanon, but since it's an asmachta, it's more chomer, and a person would have to stop once a zman of tefillah comes. Now the Chayyim then addresses the question which all of you were wondering about. Nowadays, people seem to take coffee with milk and with sugar. And he talks about why is that going to be mutter, and what about a person who is weak, etc. What about those situations? So the Chayyim will address that, and we'll talk about that in tomorrow's shir.